Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Guess we had technical difficulty. Welcome to this showtime, folks.
Man, I'm freezing up, man. Move on. I'm freezing up like a motherfucker.
Oh, good. Y'all know it's your boy, Cass. You know me, y'all know the mic. Father Time over there fucking up. What's good, dog?
I can't call it, man. Hold on a second, dog.
It's showtime, folks!
You're a little late for that one.
Hey, man. I had to refresh, man. Difficulties.
Well,
all this damn snow we got.
No, shit.
That's what my signal.
No, is that what it is?
Yeah, man. Got to blame it on somebody other than myself. It's the damn snow.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Well, shit, y'all know how we do. Another day, getting into what we do best. Talk shit, have a ball, do it the Sin City way. What you got for us today, man?
I got something for you, dog. I remember a statement about 2 weeks ago, right? Matter of fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you the one brought it up. You know what I mean? Let me see if this refresh your memory. Vic MVP, Vic better than Manning, Vic better than Brady. What your boy Vic do? Not a damn thing. Hey, what's up, MVP?
Big. Well, shit, I mean, Manning didn't do shit neither.
But Manning, true enough, but I do believe Manning had a couple touchdowns. What your boy Vic do?
Vic do a touchdown.
Against the worst team in the NFC, the Bears, 7-3.
Whoa, the worst team.
They 8-3. I mean, they got a decent record.
Wait a minute, hold on, Cat Daddy. You said, now you're going by what you just think. The worst team? Come on, man. Boys, they the number one in the NFC. The worst team. But you know what? I digress. I'm not going to even get on that right now. I already know what my boy going to do. My boy going to do what he going to do any damn way. And like I said, we're going to get it on the pop of the day. We're going to have us a ball today. All right, people. Good people. Holler at your boy. Let's see what's cracker. So perform tonight, y'all, so y'all know we can say and do whatever we feel like doing, whatever y'all want to talk about, we're going to get it in tonight. Feel what I'm saying? So if you want to talk about your baby daddy, your baby mama, at work, your love life, whatever it is you want to talk about, we're going to get it in. Just waiting on y'all to jump in at any time. Jump in. Holler at your boy. Let's see what's happening. Candy, what's cracking, baby?
What's up with you?
Chilling, man. Open forum Tuesday, baby. What's going on?
Same crap, different day.
Same crap, different day.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you? What's going through your mind today?
Nothing really.
Nothing's going through
all.
Your mind.
No,
okay.
Not really.
Yeah. Okay, Candy, I already know what happens with you. We got to come back to you. We got to give you a chance to think about what you want to say. Sweetness. What's up, Sweetness?
Yeah.
Sweetness.
I am here.
Oh, please. Okay, you're a woman. I hate to be calling a man Sweetness. What's going on?
Not much.
What's going on with you tonight?
No, I'm just telling.
Okay, now check this out. We got an open forum tonight, all right? Whatever it is you want to get off your chest, anything you want to talk about, hey, you obligated to do so tonight.
All right.
Whoever you want to cuss out, tell them they ain't shit, or tell her she ain't shit, tonight's your night.
My baby daddy ain't shit.
Your baby daddy.
I would set him up to more than he does.
You said what now, baby?
I said a pile of shit amounts up more than he does.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, tonight's the night to get at him. You want to call his name out?
Antonio Jerome Fowler. A.K.A. Love
oh,
Dog.
Damn, your nickname too? Yeah, baby.
You want a social security number?
Yeah. No,
378-7882-71.
Oh, hold on, baby. We ain't got to have that damn social security number.
Damn.
That's bad right there. That's bad business. So what's up, baby?
Oh, what's going on?
Not much. Okay, I got a question before we even get started. How did everybody enjoy their Thanksgiving?
Mine was good.
Everybody ate.
Got full.
I mean, I was back home, but man, my feelings was hurt.
Oh, buddy, you supposed to get
she
up with everybody.
Up.
You ain't get up with nobody. Mother ain't get
she
up with
stood
nobody
me up.
This weekend.
I swear it was not my fault.
Mother stood everybody up.
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault at all.
Whatever.
I promise it wasn't, but you know, I will see you soon.
Yeah. I ain't going to hold my breath.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't my fault, seriously. Because, you know, I'm always ready to kick it. What's up?
Well, you could have made it happen then.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a payphone down the street.
That's all good. I know you're
use somebody's phone when they come over to say hey or whatever. Or whatever happens.
I see she's kind of angry. I said I'm sorry.
It's all good, boo. There's always another time.
You got on national radio. You got on national radio and told her that you would be there. And you stood her up. We got the archive if you want us to play it back.
I was coming to see y'all. I was coming to see you, too. Come on now. I wasn't planning on not coming. You know
that's
my
okay.
routine.
Okay.
You know my routine. Stop playing.
I
it's okay. I was entertained. It's okay.
Okay. Now, check this out. I had a question for y'all.
All
right. Now, you know how I am. And, brother, let's get this out the way now. Don't take offense to what I'm saying because you seem like me the only one that always takes offense to what I'm saying. So don't take offense to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
It's just really a question. It's just really a question that I'm really want to ask.
Uh-huh.
All right. One thing that y'all look for in a man is for protection, right?
Yeah.
Y'all want to feel protected when y'all around that man. Y'all want to feel protected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all feel like y'all in his arms, you know. And y'all say that. That's what y'all look for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So why is it that when a man trying to protect y'all, I'm not saying y'all in y'all specifically, I'm just saying in general, you got a lot of ladies out here, once they feel like, you know, they man is there to protect them, they do everything they can possibly do to turn that man into a bitch. They try to bring the bitch out in him. Why is that? Sweetness,
what,
you the newest one on the panel.
I mean, I don't want you know, my man to be no bitch. You know, I want him to be protected. I mean, as far as that goes, I think in the beginning, they say what they want, what they're looking for. But at the same time, when the man gives them what they want, you know what I'm saying? Some women try to take control. You know, they try to flip the script, you know, wear the pants on the relationship. That's my opinion on it. But I will never lie to my man into no bitch.
Because we both can't have coochies. Now, what I mean by the bitch is like, okay, all right, I'm gonna give y'all a situation at hand. I want y'all to tell me. All right, now, I don't know if any of y'all been on sincerity.spruce.com today, but I put a blog up. And my blog, I'm going to give you a quick summary of it. It's not so much that okay, you cussed them out, this, that, and the other. But it's like certain things that women do. Like, for instance, I use the example that, like, when a man, like, just say, for instance, you got a girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend, and you know your girlfriend's dude don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend comes back and always constantly telling you, yeah, my dude don't like you. He said this, he said that about you. Now, you go back and you tell your dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go back and tell your dude. Now, your dude gets upset. Yeah, damn it, don't be going over that no more. But now, you know, you like, well, you can't tell me what to do. Yeah, I can go over there if I want to. But now, you're constantly going over there. You know this dude don't like you. But now, the dude know that it ain't got back to your man what he said. But you still coming over there, kikiing and grinning, and you know what I'm saying, still coming over there. He's still saying the same shit about you, but then, you know what I'm saying, he tell his old lady, you can't go over there. I don't want you back at that house. So now the friend, your friend, she over there, you know, she telling you like, girl, you know, I can't be coming over your house because my dude tripping. Now, a lot of times what I see is the one. Now, she the smart one, because she like, I ain't going to cause no friction in my home, because my dude already said he don't want me to come over your house. So then it's that one that be like, well, fuck it, I'll come over there. Now, you just really, right there, you really making your man even look more like a little punk, because you still going over there. Now, he didn't say that she can't come over your house, and she listening to her man, but you going to be defiant and still go over there to try to prove a point. I mean, now you got your man, he sit down like, okay, now I'm looking like a bitch in everybody's eyes. So then, now when he get upset, then y'all sitting there talking about what you mad about. So now my question goes to, that's what I mean, like, why do you keep, I mean, you don't want him to be a punk, but you treat him like one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow.
Put on the list.
Right.
I mean, okay, I'm gonna start with Candy. Candy, what's up with that?
Well, it seems to me there's a lot of conflict, and I mean, I wouldn't deal with the conflict.
Have you done that?
Hell no.
So if your dude told, so you the one that's gonna stay home when your dude tells you to stay home.
But it depends on the reason. Why doesn't he like her? I mean, what's the reason for that?
Okay.
I mean, because
okay,
I mean,
there
could be 10 different reasons for, you know.
No,
I would ask why
reason,
don't you?
No, his reason for you not going over there because he know that her dude don't like you and her dude be talking bad about you, and you know it's just a matter of time before conflict comes. So he like to avoid conflict. If you want to stay her friend and avoid conflict, y'all better just quit, come, you know, just quit going over there. You know, y'all see each other when y'all see
each other. No, I wouldn't go over there, no. Yeah, that's a different, you know, situation right there.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it. I don't like conflict anyway.
I would respect
anyway.
What my, you know, I would respect, you know, the fact of her dude not liking me and respect the fact of what, you know, my man's requesting me not going over there.
My question is, did she tell me anything? Or you
Yeah, she told you what I do say. She told you.
Yeah, it's just that he say, she say stuff going around.
Then why
know?
Am I putting myself in a situation? I wouldn't even want to come over there.
Right.
I understand that, but you got a lot of women that still, just because they do said, don't go your ass back over there. Well, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do it anyway.
That's exactly the reason.
So you can't tell
you can't
me,
tell
what,
me
to
what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right.
Then you need to fucking, it means you know what I'm saying, she ain't trying to listen to what you got to say.
She could care less. She doesn't respect it.
Right. Yeah, she going to
do what
right.
she want to do, regardless of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And but I'm saying, though, in that case, at what point do you sit there, I mean, because me personally, like I said, I wrote a little blog about it. I mean, at the end of my blog, I did make a statement, and I know that pretty much ain't nobody going to agree with my statement. But at the end of my blog, I said, when you looking up at the ceiling because he done slapped the fuck out you. Just remember the thing called respect.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's gonna get
gotta
to
respect
point.
Your man, because ain't nobody gonna be there for you but him.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Janine, we're doing an anti-butter campaign today. Butter was supposed to come visit everybody. We're doing an anti-butter campaign. You know, butter was supposed to come visit everybody over the weekend, and she didn't get around to nobody.
Really?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm
well,
so
did you
sorry.
Still have fun?
No, that's what's so sad about it. That's what's so sad about it.
We could have, Janine. I told her, but, you know.
So how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good.
You sound like you're well rested.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel great.
Turkey and shit. You didn't forget this week, huh?
I feel like doing some cheers.
Wow. Wow. I wish I could.
Wow.
What are we going to be talking about today?
Whatever you want to talk about, boo.
Hmm. Oh, this just open.
Yeah, well, I threw the conversation on the table about the lack of respect of a woman. So,
side nod. Okay.
Well, y'all
yes,
know we
y'all,
get in the
y'all deserve
right?
y'all respect. Y'all deserve y'all respect. Everyone deserves to be respected. You should treat people the way you want to be treated. That's how it
Amen.
Should work.
Amen.
I don't agree with that.
What, that you should treat people the way you want to be treated?
To a certain extent.
What you mean? Well, explain. I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, you can treat somebody nicely and still end up getting fucked over.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying, you want them to treat you the same way. You know, you guys should be treating each other the same. I understand if they're not treating you the same.
If they're not treating you the same, then you need to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's real easy. It's real easy for people to say just walk away, but it's not easy. I've been saying I'm leaving my husband for 3 years. And I finally left him. It's not easy just to say that. You know, we say that, but when you have a lot of things intertwined in that, you know, you got the kids, your house, the cars in both of y'all names, all that stuff you think about.
Yeah, that's a load that, you know what I'm saying, I've never experienced.
That's why it takes people, you know, a while, you know, when they married and things like that, for them to just up and leave, and you have to think about, okay, now I have to pay all these bills by myself. You know, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you should have thought about that before you actually leave.
What? I did. I said I had been thinking about it for 3 years.
Oh, all right. I'm
I did.
Hey,
I did.
We got people listening. I'm assuming they didn't want to get in on the conversation. But we got the chat rooms open. We got the Sin City chat room, sincity.spruce.com. I'll get on that chat room. We're coming at with your webcam, with your microphone. We doing it big on there. We got the Blog Talk chat room open. BlogTalkRadio.com. Type in Sin City.
Are you on there?
Get in. We in there right now.
You in there right now? Your shirt off? Your shirt off.
I ain't even got my webcam on. That's after the show, girl.
Oh, that's after the show. Oh, okay.
That's after the show. You got your webcam? You got your webcam?
No, I don't.
You got your shirt off? You got your shirt off? I'm taking my shirt off. You don't talk sport in that day.
What?
I say peak shows cost a quarter.
Whatever.
And I know you know what a peep show is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
That's my public service announcement. So let's continue with the show. I got a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with somebody, and I want to know what's the difference between judging a person and your preference. Okay? Now, if I say I'm not going to date nobody bigger than me, now, am I judging, or is that just my preference?
That's your preference.
Yeah, I was here. That's my preference, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Candy. That's my judgment or my preference? Am I judging that person? Or is that my preference?
Well, I feel like it's both.
How's it both?
Because the girl that might be bigger than you, or whatever the case may be, might be the one you've been looking for.
Mm-mm.
And you're missing out on it because you ain't giving her a chance.
No.
I feel like
that's still not judging, though. Judging is if I say, hey, she's skinny as hell, she must got AIDS. That's judging. But if I say I ain't gonna date no skinny girl, that's my preference. Right?
Yep.
Sweetness.
I agree with you, dog.
Sweetness. Which one is it, sweetness?
I believe it's a preference.
Preference, okay. Butter. Preference or judging?
I think it is a preference.
Janine?
Now, if you make comments after you say that, then they're judging. You get to making comments about, you know, and then that becomes a whole nother level.
Okay. Janine?
That would be your preference.
Another preference. Hold on, y'all, for one hot second. Let me bring my man Wick in. Wick, what's up, dog?
What's going on, man?
Kill it, man. Did you hear the question, dude?
Nah, I was just listening, man. Y'all go ahead and finish. I'm just listening.
you don't want to talk, bro?
I mean, I didn't hear the question. So you was going around the table. You know, I get on.
Oh,
the next.
All right. Check this out. If I say I won't date a girl whose hair is shorter than mine, am I judging her, or is that just my preference?
Why you ain't answer back to the game?
That's a preference.
That's a preference. So now somebody explain to me what's the difference.
It's that if you start talking about it, well, I ain't dating this bald head ass chick. She look like a man.
Well,
you know,
if I say she's like a man, I'm judging.
Yeah, you know, I ain't dating this bald head ass bitch. This bitch look like a man. That's judging then. Nah, I just don't want to date no chicks with low hair. That's preference.
Yeah.
I can feel you on that, though.
All right, dog, I got you. Janine.
Yes.
Give me one. What's judging, what's preference?
Yeah.
Like you said, you didn't want to date somebody because they skinny, and then you saying, ooh, she like she anorexic, you know, something like that.
If I say I don't want to date her because she's skinny, that's my
preference.
Yeah,
but then
you
talk, that's your preference, but then you say, ooh, she look anorexic, or something. She must be throwing up and shit. That's a judge of somebody.
Hey, man, I got a judgment for you. All right. All fat people smell like old cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm just judging because, you know, they be saying fat people stink. They be like, some fat people stink. You know, every time you look at me like, oh, she stink because she fat. That's a judgment right there.
Oh, Lord.
Well, now, how would you say that as using it as a preference?
Shit, I'm not dating nobody that smell like old cheese.
Okay. All right, I got you. All right, Butter, give me a preference and then give me a judgment.
Well,
I feel like I'm like at Westside.
Okay, I like well-dressed men.
That's a preference, right?
Uh-huh.
Now use that same one as a judgment.
If
come on,
if your shoes are, if your shoes are, you know, run down, then I don't.
No. You said you like well dressed men.
Yeah.
I'm saying use that same statement as a judgment. How can you make that a judgment?
I'm telling
Excuse
you.
Excuse me, Mr. Timer.
You won't.
I got my hand raised,
isn't
Mr. Timer. Mr. Timer, excuse me, I got my hand raised. Okay, go ahead, sir. Motherfucker, we ain't in no damn English class. Quit trying to make everybody use I just want to know what the difference is. I mean, I understand that, man, but I feel like I'm back at Westside. I'm not ready to cut class. I'm about to ask, can I get a hall pass in a minute?
You know.
I went to Horace Mann. That's how we learn. Oh, well, that explains everything right there.
Ew.
That explains everything.
Get off of here with
that. That explains everything right there. That's
Horace
Mann.
Don't you hear you just getting bombed all the way around?
Hello, but nobody cares about Horace Mann.
That's why they shut them down.
Ain't even void. That shit no void.
Horace motherfucker shut down. Murray's motherfucking school in the G to get shut down.
Y'all got to abandon school.
Damn,
baby. Y'all be having parties out there.
Damn, that's hey, you know what? That's messed up. That's real messed up.
Y'all stop talking about Horace Mann. And nobody be talking but me. And keep talking.
Hey, I just
got nobody on the radio here.
That was a good one.
Now, who else got something to say about Horace Mann?
Huh?
Lord, have mercy.
What? I got something to say about Horace Mann?
They got to meet up at the bowling alleys. They got to meet up at the bowling alleys and stuff.
Oh, was that Janine?
Wait a minute, hold on, Janine. Don't forget that you used to have to come to Westside just to graduate.
Oh.
No, I didn't come to Westside to graduate. We graduated from the Genesis. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was going to the Genesis.
He ain't already on punishment. He already in the corner. I'm sitting up in the principal office now.
What?
You want to keep talking about Horace Mann?
What?
You to the principal office, too.
What?
Oh, you're going to give me a spanking. You're going to give me a spanking.
Then you can join the class now.
I'm Betty.
I can go to the principal's office.
Okay.
And then like going to class now. The principal sent you back to the class, but watch what you say.
Only a Horace Mann motherfucker wouldn't pick up on that, Janine. That's
you know what I mean.
Horace Mann motherfucker don't pick up on that. Like,
where my Horace Mann people at? Come on, Horace Mann. Talk to them.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was some good laughter.
Damn, dog. They
we graduated
no
more than 50% of our class.
No, y'all didn't. Hey, y'all the first ones to get shut down.
You deal right. That's why we always had the best drill team. Always. Always. Westside was good at basketball. That's about it. Y'all fucked at football. Y'all fucked at drill team. Y'all fucked at band.
Whatever.
We used to come to y'all school and whoop y'all ass in drill team.
What?
When was this?
When was this?
This was from 82 to 86.
Lord, that's what I'm talking about.
82 to 86, man. What none of us in high school then?
I'm a fool boy in high school then. The hell out of here.
Not me.
Come on, man.
What's
wrong with the show, man?
I wasn't.
I wasn't either.
What do you?
Okay, y'all, we gonna stall Debo out a little bit. We gonna go to a song right quick. We gonna let him get a chance to catch himself about his horseman.
That's right. And this song is dedicated to all my horsemen graduates. Oh, ASAP, so fast.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready. Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, huh? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The V-I-C-C-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. It's a butter knife, I'm a machete. This ain't my ginsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane's on the court, cuz I'm fielding court, then again on second thought. The habit coming out sounding so similar. It's like confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, black. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over and seize and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can doubt my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhyme till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that.
All right, y'all. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. How many of y'all down with the Big Daddy Kane? How many of y'all remember that song?
I remember.
Hey,
I remember.
That was my shit, though. That was my dude,
though. That was your
shit, right, dog? Yeah, hell yeah. You know, that was my shit. You know how I grew my little boxing shit, had to cut the little slope on the side. Didn't quite come out right, but nevertheless, I still had it.
All right. Now, I got a quick question for the ladies. I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to style as you, Candy. A little poll. All right, no gay shit. Who would you prefer, Big Daddy Kane or LL?
As far as music-wise?
No, as far as getting busy with.
Oh, well.
But you still got that poster hanging up.
Big Daddy Kane.
There you go. Taste right, the chocolate,
sweetie.
Baby. Taste the chocolate.
Sweetness, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. You got Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac or who?
Biggie.
Oh, Tupac.
You sleeping with Tupac?
Now what's wrong with Biggie?
Brother.
You know, if he get on top, he can holler, baby.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. That's too much cushion for the person.
Butter, you with me?
Yes.
You got Lil Wayne or Eminem?
I'm
what?
Oh my goodness.
Threesome.
Who you got?
Oh my goodness.
Lil Wayne or Eminem?
Are you serious? How tall is Eminem? Huh?
All right. You got Eminem, right?
He's 5'7". And how tall is Lil Wayne?
How about
5'3"?
5'6".
Okay, I have to try me some white chocolate out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what? Go, girl.
For real, though.
All right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Nyla.
Janine, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you got R. Kelly or Tyrese?
Ooh. Ooh. All of the
oh, no.
Tyrese.
Right.
How you gonna make me choose between them two?
You know what I mean?
That ain't even gonna work.
Now you do know what you picking R. Kelly is a possibility of that golden shower.
Right.
Oh, that is so true.
I think I have to stick with R. Kelly. I have to stick with my R. Kelly.
All
right, Wick, you still with me, dog?
Wick? Wick done passed up. All right, dog. This one's for you, man. Who you got? Halle Berry or Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle Union, hands down.
Over Halle Berry?
Yeah, over Halle Berry. All day long.
Got a fever or something, man.
She cute, but man. Okay, think about it.
There you do.
Think about it, dog. Now, think about it. Halle Berry done got up in age. Gabrielle Union still kind of young.
All right. We're going to switch it up. All right, Candy.
Yeah.
Pick two for Cass. Give him two people.
Who?
Give Cass two people. Two females.
Oh, let's see.
And it's your other lady.
Sierra.
You act. Who?
Okay.
Or Aaliyah.
Who or
Sierra?
Sierra
or Aaliyah?
I don't know. I heard Sierra got some big ass people. I think I have to pick Aaliyah on that one.
Aaliyah? All right, sweetness.
Wait a minute, this is before or after the crash. Wait a minute, before or after the crash?
Before? You're nasty motherfucker if you pick her right now.
All right, that's why I want to make
sure.
I don't want no motherfucker talking about, hey, he a nasty motherfucker.
My question is this, Cass.
What's up,
have man? You seen Have you seen Sierra's video ride?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh,
I like her in that.
That bitch is
yeah,
fly.
I truly did like her in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little bikini on, the little black little one piece thing.
You know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, Lord. Okay, so now who on here got one of those?
Wish I did.
I mean, you know, that's another thing, dog. I mean, I'm gonna get back to the question there, but y'all been slacking on the pictures, man.
We got all these beautiful women on Sin City, and y'all be slacking on putting up the pictures. What's up with that, Sunshine? I see you done creeped on in here.
What's up, Sunshine?
Hey, y'all.
What's up with that? Why? What's up with these pictures? I mean, y'all, all these beautiful women that don't nobody, people want to put pictures of flowers. Hold on. This don't apply to Janine, and this don't apply to Candy, because y'all keep them nipple pictures up there.
Okay.
Now, this don't apply to y'all. But y'all,
I'm taking all my pictures.
No, I said Janine, I said this don't apply to you.
Why I'm not adding? Why it apply to me? Why do it apply to me?
We don't see your nipple, boo. Where is it at?
The people have spoken.
I do believe you've seen it.
Yeah,
now,
but we want to post it. We want to look at
but
it every day.
I'm saying, y'all got to stop putting more pics and stuff up. All right, man, we trying to get up there. We trying to make motherfuckers say fuck Facebook. Go on Sin City.
Right.
Hey, dog. Hold on, dog, for 1 second, dog. Now, I got to come to Butter's defense. She showed her shit live. Better than a picture, dog. So I got to come to defense. She showed the motherfuckers live.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I don't know, man. I mean, along with me and everybody else.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
What?
Okay. Failure to communicate.
I mean, but no, seriously, though, in all seriousness, we need to see some of your more of y'all beautiful women. I mean, we need to see more pictures of y'all beautiful women.
No, just come out and say it. It ain't more pictures. You want to see more nudeness.
Yeah,
Now, if you choose to do that, far be it for me to stop you. I do believe in American rights.
I know, right?
They're all.
Hold on, man. I got a public service announcement because of what she just said. We here at Sin City encourage every woman to put up a naked picture. Okay.
All righty then.
We want to see you naked. Oh, just get naked.
Okay, naked.
So, ladies, I'll let you boy. What's up? So I need to keep my computer on all night so I can keep getting pictures.
So Sunshine,
huh?
You just got on. I said you just got on. I mean, we you know today Tuesday, open forum. Give me something to holler about.
Oh, wait.
I'll give you a second to think about it. I got another question for you. Why in the world, why do y'all want to talk so much?
Wow.
Huh? Right. Why do you want to talk so much?
What is,
in the
I mean?
Or the theory?
Y'all just shut the hell up and let us talk sometimes. Just like he was just saying, why y'all talk so much, and then you go cutting him off.
No, hold on. I didn't say why y'all talk so much. I said pout. I did not say talk.
Oh,
I said pout.
He still cut you off, though, dog. I can't even get this, man. That's your dog,
okay.
I'm
glad you have my back, dog. I'm glad you have my back, but I said pout. I mean, what I mean is, like, okay, if y'all want something, instead of just asking for it, if y'all don't get it, y'all go into that little pouting mode. Why is that?
I don't know.
Jeanine.
I don't know.
You seem like you the type that'll pout when if you don't get your way.
Yes, I do pout. Because I get my way. That's why. Me and should just know what we want. We shouldn't have to.
That brings me to my next question. That brings me to a question. How the hell are we supposed to know what you want if you don't tell us? You can't read your
if
mind.
If you're paying attention, then ain't nobody need. Don't nobody need to tell you nothing if you're paying attention.
I mean,
okay, now, hold on. Now, Tama, I'm going to straddle the fence on that one. Because it's a lot of times we do know what they want. But, ladies, sometimes we just want to hear it. We know what you're doing. We see you looking at, we see you licking your lips or giving us that look. And y'all might think we just all off into the TV or the game or the computer or something. But actually, sometimes we just want y'all to just come to us like, baby, why don't you come on in the room with me? Or, you know, you know how y'all do it. I mean, it don't take much for y'all to do it anyway to get us going. I mean, just every now and then, we like to feel like, hey, she want me. Sometimes we want to feel like the hunted. We don't want to be the hunter all the time.
You want your ego stroke sometime. I understand
yes,
that.
Yes, sometimes.
You want to take
her. Well, we'll remember that. Bring your ass out in this damn room, shit.
Bacon, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Now you got it.
Yes.
Oh, by no means am I sensitive.
Tell you what, dog.
I'm not going to be like, well, why are you talking to me like that? I'm trying to take motherfuckers. I'm trying to take clothes. I'm trying to be naked before I even get to the room.
Okay. Let's get it on.
I just don't, this is what I don't understand. If you want to have sex, you don't say shit. How come if your man playing a video game, how come you just can't stand in front of the TV?
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
And just say, are we going to fuck? Why you got to go? Because
y'all be like, move, get out the TV.
Okay. Now.
Well, if I'm in the middle of Call of Duty, that's probably what I'm going to tell you.
I'm about to say, Tommy, now, in her defense, you know, it all depends what game we playing. Now, we just sitting there bullshitting around the board, then you can do that, but shit, if I'm in a championship game and I'm about to start, girl, don't you jump your ass in front of that TV. Move, daddy. You see me playing.
Fourth quarter football game, you about to throw a touchdown, and I'm standing in front
right.
of the TV.
Yeah.
I ain't playing no football. I'm playing Call of Duty. If I'm about to play TV,
okay.
I gotta move the hell out the way.
Nah, see, Call of Duty or any of that shit like that. You know what? I'm going to tell you. Long as I ain't playing nobody, you can pretty much interrupt me.
It depends on what level I'm on, man. I mean, if I'm about to rank up, just give me a couple more minutes. Let me go ahead and rank up.
Just tell me, press the pause button. Press the pause button for a second. That's all you got to tell me. Baby, press the pause button for a second. That's it.
Not if I'm about to rank up, man. I ain't trying to pause when I'm finna rank up, dude.
Hell no. I won't.
Hell no, have mercy.
Let's
see, he's
up,
a little
man.
Bit more off into the games than I am. I'm not that far off into the games like him. But he's a little bit more off into the games than I am.
Again, I'm about to rank up. I'm snapping. We definitely
don't even know what I don't even know what the hell rank up means.
Wow.
Okay, well, let me ask the ladies. What is it that we do that, I mean, because it's something that, like, when we want it and we really want it bad, and it's like y'all in the middle of doing something. What is that one thing that y'all be like, can you please wait till this over? Now, you know what, Candy? I'm gonna come to you last, but I want you to think about it first, because, I don't want that 10-minute, I'm gonna call your name first, but I'm gonna come to you last, all right? I'm gonna start with
okay.
Sunshine. Sunshine, what is it? What is that one thing that, I mean, I'm rubbing on your back, you know what I'm saying? I'm massaging you. But you just want to just be like, all right, give me 15 more minutes.
I have to go.
Okay. Let's see. Put sunshine number right here. Okay. Moving on. Janine.
Yep.
That one thing. Now, it got to be one thing that you just like, all right, just give me 10 minutes. Let me just finish doing this.
If I'm doing, like, my homework and it's, like, do right then or something like that.
Okay, so the homework, I have to give you 15 minutes.
Yeah, if it's due.
Now, you know I'm going to get the pouting, right?
And I'm like, come on.
y'all ain't the only one to learn.
I'll take that late penalty. Turning in the hallway.
Hey, y'all ain't the only ones to learn the art of pouting now. Butter, what's up with you? What is that one thing that I just got to wait 15 minutes for?
The same thing, homework. If I got to turn in a paper or something. Other than that, nothing.
Okay, shit. I have to make sure I come over everybody house as soon as they finish their homework.
Okay. That's a serious situation.
For real, I understand that sweetness. What's up, baby?
How you doing? That'd be my kids. My kids.
Huh?
My kids.
Your kids.
Mhm.
Okay.
Shit.
Is they up taking no-dos looking at you like that? Gotta ask that. Is they sitting there looking at me in my face talking about what you still doing here?
No, they ain't gonna do that.
Oh, because I'm saying that if they sitting there, because I didn't ran across some little kids like, shit, you ain't getting none. You ain't gonna get none. Fuck,
no,
I'm sitting
it
right
ain't,
here.
No, it ain't nothing like that. No.
Okay, now you ain't got them kids that as soon as y'all go in the room, they just get to hollering and beating on the door, talking about, Mama!
No.
Mama! Because I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to ignore your child. Come on, I hear him. Wait a minute, you hear what? I don't hear nothing. Yeah, just turn around, put the pillow over your head. Put the pillow over your head. You turn the music up. I'm going to ignore your kid. I'm serious. I'm going to ignore your kid.
You ain't the only one.
Right.
Candy. Oh, shit.
It wouldn't be nothing. It wouldn't be nothing because my kids would be in bed.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So now pretty much I know I just got to come over there after homework.
Man, you ain't asked me, dude.
I really don't want to know what.
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right, nigga.
I'm not on no gay shit. I'm just saying I want to answer the question, too.
Sound right, nigga.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Janine, you feel like I asked him that question?
Mm-mm. Nah, he wants you to ask.
No.
He wants you to ask him your question.
Y'all doing that bullshit now. God, I can meet y'all asses. I swear I got some time over here tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Talking that shit. shit around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on and ask him what it is, baby. Go on and ask him.
No, no, anybody can ask me shit.
I'm sorry, no, I just don't feel comfortable asking that question like that.
Mm. Okay, Tarma, what is it we have to do? What is it that you, you know the question. What is it?
I am going to answer. Just give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Well, you already said Call of Duty, man.
I know, but, oh, man, I took it off. Oh, no, I didn't.
Fuck all y'all.
That's my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how you feel?
I'm just saying. I mean, because me personally, like I said, there ain't too much you can do. I mean, but, all right, well, now, let me ask this. What's the most seductive way you gonna do it? Once again, Candy, I'm asking you first, but I'm gonna start with you last. Janine, the most seductive way.
Well, when I want it.
Yeah, I mean, like you see me doing something, but I ain't doing nothing of utter importance. It's just I'm just bullshitting around. I might be watching TV, playing the game, but I ain't really off into it. I'm just trying to kill time.
Well, it depends. You know, because I walk around the house naked anyway, so it don't make no difference. But if I'm just being seductive, I might throw a thong on or something, like bend over like I'm trying to get something in your face.
Oops, I
dropped
might
do
some.
Something.
Okay.
I might do something like that.
Wait a minute, hold on, baby. Hold on now. Everybody, y'all hush that now. I done heard something I really like to hear again.
You know, if you just
now,
play the game, I just come up to you.
Wait a minute. Hold. Okay.
We got a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now say that again one more time, baby.
I said, if you just sitting there like playing the game, I just come up to you, start sucking your dick or something.
Mhm. I mean, we think that's the lie, Janine. I don't know what it is. When is your birthday? Damn it, I don't understand it.
Aquarius in the house.
Y'all don't think too much of like, cause Janine was waiting on you just like everybody else, and you ain't show up. So.
Whatever, dude.
Exactly.
I told you it was not my fault.
Okay, I hear you. Sweetness, what's up, baby?
Yeah.
What's
I would probably do the same thing that Janine said, suck your dick, or butter, whoever said it.
Damn, okay. So everybody in the greens was sucking dick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't got a problem with it.
So nobody
I'll
has a problem
with
just walking.
We know, Sweetness.
Well, that's only one thing that I could say to that.
Damn!
All right, anybody want to ask Simon what he want to do seductively?
Hell no.
Fuck all y'all.
You're going to put
on
your
man.
Heart boxes.
Now get the stepping.
How cute.
Start rubbing your nipples.
How cute.
No, that would be
you got a lot of jokes, huh?
I feel good.
You're getting on my nerves.
I mean, you're killing me today. You're killing me.
Wait, man, speaking of nipple rubbing, where's D at, dog?
Today is his daughter's birthday today.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, for y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, y'all missed the show. I mean, my man got on there, got the rubbing his nipples, licking his tongue out.
What?
Y'all gotta get on. I'm telling you, y'all gotta hit that chat room when we after the show. Hit that chat room. We way up camping it up. We tell
never
everybody got their webcam, turn it on.
Wow.
SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit that webcam. Let us see what you're working with.
Okay.
And Candy.
Yeah.
Let's not start tonight, okay?
About what?
Huh? You know what I'm talking about.
About what?
We're going to be nice tonight, all right?
Okay.
I got my Carmex here, so it's not going to be a lot of LL lip licking, okay?
Okay.
Nah.
You got your Carmex right there, dog?
Yeah, I got my Carmex right here today.
Man, if y'all went in the chat room, what was that, like 2 weeks ago?
Sexy.
You mean you too?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was asking, do we got the V? Lord, who was that anyway? Asking about the V. What was her name?
That was too real for y'all.
Yeah, too real for you. Ladies, what's the V?
Who is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who is it? I am undressing.
It's me.
It's me.
Who is that?
It's me. Open the damn door.
What?
Like who is it? Anyway.
Oh, my candy smell good.
What it smell like? Coconut?
I just took them off too. They just smell.
I swear it's me. I swear. Yes. I just don't understand it. I'm Pisces, though. I'm Pisces.
What it smell like?
Oh,
hey, dog, we're going to go ahead and get the black key mask, dog, and just go over there.
No.
You said what?
Say we're just going to grab some black key mask and just go over there.
Oh, yeah. I told you, man. She seemed like the type that'll give you that double tap, though. I think we're going to have to tell her what we're going to do.
Okay.
You talking about baby? I didn't know it was you.
I two strange brothers in your window with ski masks on. It's just us.
I leave my window a lot.
You talking about all shit? I gotta give you that double tap. Janine is up, baby. Please don't shoot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now what I could do is go in person and then be.
Who got the webcam? Who got the webcam on? All y'all on here, ain't nobody got a webcam.
I got a webcam, but this ain't the right time for me to be putting it on.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
What? I'm serious.
Look here, woman. You know every Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 o'clock, we go in that chat room.
Yeah.
Now, every week we had the same problem with you. Well, no, except that one day. That one day, once again, we have to.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, now, don't toot your own horn. You only gave us a made-for-TV shot, now.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Cinemax, now. It was more
okay.
like it was Stars.
Oh, okay.
He wants to Cinemax features. No, I'm just playing with you, baby. I'm just playing with you.
It's
all good. I'm just playing with you. No, I'm just playing with you, baby. I love every moment of it.
My daughter just took a handful of grease and just tore her whole head up. I was combing her hair, and I stepped away for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. And I come back to a handful of grease. I'm fucked up all that time. I need a break, y'all. Do you hear me when I say
hold up, man. I done went totally in left field. When she got talking about grease, I'm thinking she put grease up the titties and put them on the web, man. I done went way on left field. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm sorry. But this just hurt my feelings. Oh, grease.
Baby, you got to be so sensitive. Everything hurting your feelings.
I need me some medicine. You feel me? I need me some medicine.
You got to be so damn sensitive.
I got a question for y'all.
I talking to somebody at work, right?
How many of y'all believe in the computer dating thing? How many of y'all would like meet somebody in like Facebook or Spin City and go out with them?
I've done that.
No,
okay,
you.
That's one.
I've done it, but it wasn't on the computer. It was on the phone.
So you was in like a chat room somewhere on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Like what the dude was talking about.
Hey, you know
matter,
what?
Right?
Hey, wait a minute, dog. That remind me, dog. Remember that time when we was young and you called that stripper hotline and you was waiting outside for them for the people to come?
Yeah, I remember that, man.
I remember that. My uncle's phone bill was almost $1,000, boy.
Hey, y'all, wait a minute. I got to tell y'all this. Now, here we are, best friends, right? I mean, did everything together. This was like my big brother. Took me wherever he went. Didn't matter. This particular night, he keeps telling me to go back in the house. Going on home, man. Going on home. I'm like, why you keep telling me to go home? Hey, man, I got some company coming over.
She told me
you
she was on her way, dude. I was waiting. She never showed up. Kept telling me to call her back.
Yeah. Right. Y'all know how many times he called this damn hotline back waiting on this girl to come?
Nah.
Uncle was pissed. I know
I
that. He was mad as hell.
Hey, I actually got in trouble because I instead of me going home, I doubled back at you and like stood like two houses away trying to wait on to see if the girls was going to come.
Yeah,
that's right around 11, 12 o'clock. It's around 11, 12 o'clock at night. I finally say, oh, they ain't coming. So I decided to walk home. Now, I get some whooping because I done came home this late. So I'm thinking, well, damn, they probably came soon as I left. What?
They never came, man.
But
broke
he didn't lie
heart,
to
man.
Me.
I was crushed.
He didn't lie to me. I came out the next morning. I asked him if they come. He said, no, the bitches never showed up.
But they told me they was coming. She was like, we'll be right there. Called me back in 5 minutes. And my dumb ass kept calling back.
You did know you
were
me on the call, right?
I was like, okay. What she going to do to me when she get there? They played the hell out of me. A 1-900 number.
He would have did better jacking off.
I know, huh? Got that
I don't understand why you didn't know it was a 1-900 number and you was just getting paid. I don't. How old
I was young. I didn't know. I saw the commercial
we
on the
kids.
TV and said, fuck, I'm a call. See what happened?
Oh, okay.
I did that for a while.
She said for a while.
So, that was so fun.
Oh, you used to work there?
No, I was a phone sales operator.
That probably was you then. Uncle want his money back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you played.
that's fucked up.
I can change the conversation if you need me to break it down and refresh your memory.
Damn, is that deep?
I doubt that was me.
Hey, I'm still looking for her.
Like, when you catch up, it'll be a motherfucking misunderstanding.
No, I have no fear to communicate. Motherfucking phone bill is almost $1,000, man.
No.
Never heard anything.
Okay, that, which that brings me to a question. Now, in our defense, I'm gonna come straight out and say it. When it comes to pussy, we do dumb shit. Us as men, we do very dumb shit. I mean, we do. But now, what do y'all women do that y'all look back and be like, I can't believe I did that for some dick?
Good question. I want to get an answer to that motherfucker. We're going to start with, I'm going down the list. Candy, you first one.
I've never done anything stupid for no dick.
Come well, on, name now. Something you've done and something. Me and Cal can tell you if it was stupid or not. Name something you've done just to get something.
Oh, your mama car, snuck out the window. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I snuck out the window.
Yep, I done that.
Did you get caught?
One time, yeah, because my little sister told on me. But my mom was cool. I was able to go out and kick it or whatever. My mom's place was the hot spot.
Oh, okay, so you say you snuck out the window, dog. What is it? Was it down the hill or was it
No, it wasn't down. It was good.
Third floor window. She jumping through there.
No,
what,
I ain't do all
that. What floor was it? Yeah, right. What floor was it?
She's jumping the bottom floor.
You going from
there. Dove in the grass.
That's like Spider-Man up in that motherfucker.
That was just a little bit excited. I don't know about that one, dog. We're going to have to think about that one. Let's move on. Let's go to Sweetness. Sweetness, what's the dumbest thing
that's
you
the same thing with me. I snuck out the window.
So how
and it was on the first floor. There wasn't no jump whatsoever.
That don't count.
So, wait a minute. I mean, windows don't count. I mean, come on. That's just sneaking. I'm talking about
I mean, other
dumb.
Than that, I ain't done nothing, you know, crazy for no.
So, there's not one time. What, baby? Tell me, please.
I jumped out of a movie car. Because I didn't want him to stop in front of my house. I told him to keep driving, and I jumped out.
Oh,
wait,
what?
Wait a minute.
I ain't heard that. Oh, my goodness.
You got scuffed up for some dick?
Hell no.
I was young. You know, I did some crazy stuff.
Okay, hold on.
Right now, that's number
straight.
One. I ain't
got to
beat you yet.
Right now, that's his number one. She is hereby in the lead.
No, hold on. We're number one. Yeah, we ain't heard from everybody. Let's hear from everybody.
I said, as of right now, when we got two window jumpers, and we got a motherfucker that
right
jumps out of a moving car.
Butter, what'd you do?
And come on. Come on, y'all. Now, before y'all get to hollering, we ain't never did nothing dumb. Come on, we all done something. We all done something.
I didn't have to. My mom was cool. I got to do what I wanted to do.
Okay, so there's nothing at no point in time that you look back and say, I can't believe I actually did that for some dick. Other than the women.
No, there isn't.
Okay, well,
there is.
Okay, Candy. Okay. Butter.
I don't remember. Like, oh my good. Okay. I remember this guy that I had a crush on. He was just so sexy and fine to me, and I let him give me pleasure by in the front room while my mother was in her bedroom. We lived on a flat,
And she could have just walked in at any moment, and I just let him just go to work. I was like, oh, my God. I could have got killed that night, but shit. He was like, I want to give you some. Yeah, I want to eat your cookie for your birthday. Happy sweet 16. I'm like, shut your mouth, nigga. Ow. I had to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, risk getting the black eye real quick. Like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. What was that?
We got Sunshine. Sunshine, what you got for us?
Oh, wow.
Damn, Sunshine, just give me one. You ain't got to compare them.
I'm trying to think.
We just want one.
When I was younger.
That don't matter. Hell, you could have said it yesterday. If you think it's something crazy, just say it.
Oh, okay. This dude I was digging, I seen him at the club, and I was drunk as hell, and I wanted to fuck. And he told me to meet him at his house, and I went to his house, but I fell asleep in my truck. Waiting on him to meet me.
Okay. Yeah, that can rank up there.
What, yeah,
okay,
that was dumb as hell. I'll be the one to tell you.
I mean,
that was dumb as hell.
You leave the car running?
Yeah.
You got a heat on?
I mean, you might have cut the car off. I'm just saying.
And let me ask you a question. What did he say when you talked to him again? What was his excuse? What did he say?
I don't even remember.
Did he ever show up?
I don't know. I was drunk and I went to sleep. You know how you are when you're drunk and you go to sleep?
That's crazy.
He probably got pictures of you on sleep in the truck on the internet. What's his name? Let me check his Facebook page.
With your mouth wide open, slobbing, what? He got all the good pictures on you. Oh, baby.
Captain on there talking about dumb as hell. Look at her, y'all.
What have you done, Cass?
You say what?
What have you done?
What have I done?
We already know what time it is.
What I do?
What time I do?
Stood out there waiting on them strippers.
Oh, that wasn't the stupidest thing I've done.
Oh, okay, well, we're asking y'all
that
now.
That was the most
okay.
Expensive one.
Let's see. Most stupidest thing I did to get this. Oh, I know what it was. I went to Danielle's house, and I mean, I just had to have it. I had to have it by hook or by crook. I had to have it. I had to have it this particular day, and I mean, I pushed everything to the side, everything. When I got there, I knew I was in the no parking zone. She was telling, she opened the door, just negligee, everything was just looking perfect. So I jumped out of my car, I go in, bam, I hit a, I'm like, damn, what the hell is that? You know, then I hear motherfuckers say, look him up. Look up, and I'll be goddamn, these motherfuckers been towing my damn car. Now, it probably wouldn't have been so bad. It probably wouldn't have been so bad that they towed the car if it was my car. But considering that it was my girlfriend's car, that's what kind of really fucked it up.
Holy.
And I had just got busted being over there. So my girl was like,
holy.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course, they told her, because she had to go get the car, they told her where they towed the car from. And all it took was me for another 30 seconds just to go park the car someplace else. So I think that had to be the dumbest thing I ever did.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably agree. Now, I'm going to tell y'all mine. I was 17 years old. I stole $20 from my mama's purse, right, to catch a cab to this girl house that I just met in Glen Park. Now I live in Idaho. It's Glen Park. It was the wrong address. I didn't even live in. I had to walk home. I had to walk back home from Glen Park to fucking Ivanhoe.
He's getting fucked up all over, ain't it?
Wow.
David, no, well, I don't remember this one.
This one
had to walk
back,
kept to yourself.
It was like 38th in Georgia or some shit, man. It's a long ass fucking walk, man. Like 10 o'clock
so
at night.
Cell phones back then.
Then I got fucked up because I was the only one at the house, so she knew who took the money. I didn't even get nothing out of here. Got an ass whooping. Couple splats. My goddamn money? Nope. I didn't take it. Not much I had out when I went to sleep. I ain't take it.
Hiya. Say square the face. Square the bush.
I did do another one.
I don't know if y'all consider this dumb, but I went over somebody's house and I knew that they had a guy. But, you know, just doing what you're doing, you like, fuck it. So, my thing is, it wasn't the fact that I was scared of the guy or nothing like that, but, you know, you just don't want to get caught. So, he come over and I jumped up under these pile of fucking dirty ass fucking clothes. Oh, man. Right. I don't know. I mean, her daddy's drawers was in there, the whole nine yards. She just threw a pile of dirty fucking clothes on me. Like, don't move. I'm sitting there trying not to breathe. Like, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, fuck this, man. Man, this motherfucker got to fight. Because I got to come up out these clothes.
Ain't it like, oh, wait, I can't breathe.
Hell. My daughter would say, oh.
Y'all.
All right, y'all. All right. Coming down to the end of the show. Who all get in the chat room?
Already there.
I'll be there.
Get on board. We need some mics. We need some webcams. We need all that good stuff. So, Candy, you got any last words?
Nice show. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bottom, any last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening, and I can't wait till tomorrow.
Janine?
Oh, it was a good show. It was hilarious. I had lots of laughs.
Wick? Shut the fuck out. Sunshine?
Yeah, I needed this because I was going through some stuff today, so the little laugh I got was well needed.
So we made your day, huh? That's what we're doing, Sensei.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's why they put us here. It's the reason we do this every week. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8:30 to 10, for everybody that's listening in the internet world on the radio, 8:30 to 10, call in. You got any last words, dog?
Shit, man, sincity.spruce.com. Hit us up, man. We'll be in the chat room in a minute.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Oh, and this song is dedicated to Candy. And we out. Peace.
Oh. Oh.
Even when you talk, it takes all round.